I'm going to begin this morning by showing you a movie clip, and it was a very popular movie clip a few years ago, and although I would never allow my boys to see this movie at this point in their life, this was a powerful clip to me. You see, we're in a unique place, aren't we? December 27th, 2009. In a way, we look like Neo, don't we? On one hand, Friday we celebrated, and I hope are still celebrating, God coming into our lives as Jesus. And in 5.5 days or so, we're going to be celebrating the new year, 2010. Anyone else having troubles with that? While I was thinking and dreaming about today's sermon, I couldn't help but think about what an awesome time this is to begin again, to restart the way we live our lives, to get a new lease on life. Think about it. Birth symbolizes new life, obviously, right? A new beginning. And if any birth did that, Jesus' birth did that. The new year is a time when we begin again with New Year's covenants to change our lifestyle. It's a chance to make our life more wholesome, more love-filled, more godlike, less hectic, less empty living, less going through the motions of life without meaning and significance. We are a lot like Neo. We can take the blue pill and go on with our life as it is, as if that's the real world. Or we can make the choice and take the red pill, become new people, become new and different human beings. What will you choose? In today's scripture, Paul is writing to the Christians in Colossae. He is assuming, as I am with you, most of you, that they have heard the full story of Jesus and have learned the true facts of His life and of His death and of His resurrection. Many of these Christians, however, began to include others who seem to be equally important and maybe we count harmless in our lives. Many of them have done this, and today's examples of what I'm talking about would be Buddha, Muhammad and the principles therein, etc. Some may even say Oprah. Jesus was still important to their life. Don't get me wrong. They would still consider themselves Christians. They still went to worship and they worshiped God their Creator and believed that. But they've allowed these other things of the world to seep into their lives and crowd Jesus out of the central place that truly Jesus our Creator deserves. Paul writes to them in an attempt to restore Jesus to the center of their lives. He's trying to remind these Christians of who they are and whose they are. So as we eavesdrop to this letter, on this letter, let's see if Paul can help us. If we begin reading at Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, we hear some things. Again, this is the message, Apostle Paul writing to the church in Colossae. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Oh, preacher, how many of us are there? I need to read this verse about 3 times a day.